Welcome to the Soft Serve, the cosmic weather guide for your week ahead. I'm Annie, and I'm an astrologer and your cosmic weather woman, helping you to integrate the magic of astrology into your everyday life. This week, we will be looking at the planetary movements for the week beginning the 17th of July. Okay, so we begin the week with the moon in Cancer because we have actually got the new moon in Cancer happening on Tuesday. So the new moon energy is building, and often the days right before the new moon, we have a period of time called the dark moon where things can feel a little bit heavy, the energy can feel a little bit intense. And then the new moon, when that happens, we begin a new cycle and that energy definitely does lift. So we're in the dark moon phase just as Monday begins, but the moon is in Cancer and the moon loves to be in Cancer because it's its home sign. So it's a pretty nice start to a Monday. Mondays are actually moon days as well. Each day of the week is ruled by a planet. So there's an extra infused Monday moon energy this Monday, which is pretty nice. We actually only have one aspect too, and that is Mercury, which is the planet of communication. It just moved into Leo last week, so it moved into a fixed sign. Therefore, it's going to square Jupiter because Jupiter is in Taurus and Taurus is another fixed sign. So we've got a square, which is that sort of harder energy. So with Mercury and Jupiter playing out against each other, Jupiter is the planet of luck, of expansion. And when it's squaring Mercury, it's basically saying that, you know, there can be luck in the areas that we're looking for in terms of, you know, communicating and learning and getting our voice out there. But Jupiter will want us to maybe not try and do 2,000 things at once, which is very Mercurian, to try and, you know, get all the things going. So Jupiter's going to give you a bit of luck in one area, but it's not going to bless you in absolutely every single area. So something to ponder on Monday evening is, where right now do you really need the Jupiter's luck? What's the, I guess, the main thing that you could focus on rather than trying to do multiple things at one time? And you might say that Jupiter gives a bit of energy to that. And then on Tuesday morning at around 4:30, just after 4:30 in the morning, we have the new moon. So the new moon occurs when the sun and the moon are in the same sign. They sit conjunct, which basically means very close to each other. So there's extra Cancerian energy at this time. New moons, as I've spoken about before, are new cycles. They're an opportunity to begin again, to start something anew. And the Cancer new moon is always a pretty nice time because the moon loves to be in Cancer. There can also be an emotional time. There might be a culmination of a lot of emotion because we have both the sun and the moon in Cancer. So it can play out in a few different ways. You may feel that you just feel very aligned emotionally. Things are very clear. The way you want to proceed with the situation is very, very clear. You might feel a bubble over of emotion. You might feel that you're processing a lot, that a lot is coming up for you. But I think it's a really nice new moon. It's a really good time also to just get clear. I say this a lot, but we are constantly being given opportunities to start afresh. It's happening every month with the cycles. You know, we can always take stock, have a pause for a minute, and then work out like what we want to do, where we want to go, what we want to leave behind, like what we want to pursue. Like, we don't have to wait for, you know, very random and rare time points to do that. You're always being given a time, and I guess this is a pretty nice new moon in which to do that. The other exciting thing about Tuesday is that about an hour or so after that, the lunar nodes, which I spoke a little bit about last week, they're actually going to change sign. So they're now moving from Scorpio and Taurus, and they're going into Aries and Libra. So the north node's going into Aries, the south node is going into Libra. For people born in 1987, you have these exact nodes. So you're having a nodal return. And basically, the north node represents collectively where we're going to, and the south node represents sort of what we need to leave behind. But in essence, it's really just about balancing the polarity of Libra and Aries. So it's a new time. It means that for the rest of the year and a bit of next year, we're going to have the lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse are going to be in Libra and Aries. So that's the story that we're going to be, that's going to be unfolding for the next 18 months or so. And really with these two signs, because they are opposites of each other, you are basically being asked to sort of balance, you know, being brave and being bold, which is very Aries, with, you know, incorporating the energy of Libra, which is very much about being diplomatic, being graceful, and all about collaboration. So that's the energy as the nodes change. We'll really, really feel that when we come to Libra season, and we will have the first of the moons that will encapsulate the new nodes. But just something to keep in mind. So there's a lot of Cancer moon energy on Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday, really. So yeah, big times this week. On Tuesday afternoon, the moon then moves into Leo, and we have a Leo moon all the way up until Friday. Leo moons are very much about being seen, about being out there, about getting some attention, the energy life force that keeps Leo going. They're definitely about being bold, about being proud, about putting yourself out there. Leo is a very yang masculine sign. So when the moon is in that sign, we might find that our emotions are very outward focused rather than sort of more internal yin, which is when the moon has been in Cancer, the previous sign. Cancer is a yin sign, so that's where our emotions tend to be a bit more inwardly focused. We also have an aspect on Thursday evening, and that is that the sun is going to trine Neptune, which is currently retrograde. So Neptune is currently retrograde in Pisces. The sun is in Cancer. A trine is when two planets aspect each other in the same element. So Cancer and Pisces are both water signs. And this is a nice aspect because trines are often an easier aspect. So Neptune, as I've spoken about before, is the planet that rules Pisces. And it has that kind of romantic, dreamy, high imagination, a little bit of delusion, potential for disassociation. It's got that beautiful foggy kind of energy to it. So when it trines the sun, it just makes life a little bit more beautiful. Things might become a little bit uncertain, but there's also the potential for things to be a lot more creative, a lot more interesting, a little bit more under the surface. And it's a pretty nice aspect to have on the sun. It's a bit of fun whilst this trine is in place. So Friday morning, the moon actually goes into Virgo, and it's going to be in Virgo all weekend. When the moon's in Virgo, it's an interesting placement for the moon, because Virgo is a very practical, very much a doing earth sign. It's very, very driven, hardworking, wants to achieve good things, wants to be very efficient. And sometimes the emotional side of Virgo feels a little repressed because Virgo is so much about doing. It's sort of second to Capricorn in that sense. And, you know, as with our emotional state, we can't really schedule times for emotions, you know. Things happen, we feel a particular way. You might wake up one day, you just feel off, and you're like, why am I feeling like this? And so that doesn't really work for the energy of Virgo, because Virgo would very much like to sort of schedule time in for that. So there's a little bit of a strange energy when the moon is in Virgo. There can be a little bit of anxiety too, because Mercury rules Virgo like it does Gemini, and anywhere that Mercury is, there's often sort of an overabundance of sparky kind of air energy, even though Virgo is a practical earth sign. But a positive note of having the moon in Virgo is that it's a lot easier to just get things done. We had Mars, the planet of action, moving into Virgo last week, and I did post on my stories about how I woke up suddenly very sure of what I needed to do. I was ready to go. And I had quite a few people respond and say that they had a similar thing. So the energy of Virgo when the moon is in that place sometimes is good too, but you might maybe feel a little bit stifled emotionally. So just be prepared for that. We also have an aspect on Friday, and that is Mars, the planet of drive, of forward movement, and it's in Virgo. It moved into Virgo last week. Opposite Saturn retrograde. Saturn has retrograded back through Pisces, and Pisces and Virgo are opposite signs. So we've got this opposite energy, which is sort of a push-pull, because we're trying to balance the polarity of these two signs. Mars is all about forward movement, about drive, about action. Saturn is all about hard lessons, karmic lessons, about making you sometimes see things that you didn't see, pushing you one way when you wanted to go the other. So it's quite a tense energy on Friday, because we will be wanting to do things, tick things off our list, and then we've got Saturn in there going, hang on a second, are you sure that's the right thing to do? So be kind to yourself on Friday. You might feel very irritable, or just feel like maybe there's a bit of a block in the way that you want to go. But the good thing about Saturn is sometimes it may illuminate sort of pathways and ideas and situations that we may not have initially seen. So the sun's going to make two final aspects on Saturday, because it's the last day that it's going to be in Cancer, and it's going to move into Leo on Sunday. So first of all, we have an opposition to Pluto, which is currently retrograde. Pluto's in Capricorn. Capricorn is the opposite sign of Cancer. And Pluto is the planet of death, of rebirth, of seeing, going deep and seeing, you know, what's really underneath the surface. It rules Scorpio. So when there's an opposition to the sun, we're really being asked to collectively look a bit deeper, go a bit deeper. Maybe try and forgive ourselves for the bits that maybe we feel a bit ashamed about, a bit embarrassed about. That is what Pluto usually wants us to do in order to move forward and heal. And then the sun is also going to square the lunar nodes, because the lunar nodes have now moved into cardinal signs of Libra and Aries. And the sun is in the other cardinal sign, which is Cancer. So there's a nice little square going on with the nodes. But the node energy is really going to play out as soon as we get into the cardinal signs. And then Sunday is a big one. We have a moon in Libra. Moon in Libra is all about balance, about being fair, about seeing both sides of the coin, about incorporating as much beauty and niceness and pleasantness into your life as possible. So make sure that you have a really, really nice Sunday if you can. And then we've got a bit of a doozy, because we've got Leo having quite a bit of energy on Sunday, because we've got Venus, which is currently in Leo, stationing retrograde. So it's going to move backwards. And this means that anything to do with Venus is going to come under the microscope. So it's all about reviewing and you know, reclaiming and going deep within yourself, and anything to do with Venus ruled things such as love and pleasure and our relationships and, you know, the things that we surround ourselves with, the beautiful things. So there's a lot of Venus energy on Sunday, because the moon's in Libra, a Venus sign. Venus is in Leo, it's going retrograde. So it's time to take stock, I guess, on the things that we find beautiful, our relationships with others, our relationships with ourselves. Whenever we're in a retrograde period, it is all about slowing down rather than trying to go, you know, at full speed. When planets go retrograde, they seem to look like they are going backwards in the sky. It's a bit of an optical illusion. It's kind of like the analogy of, you know, if you're driving past a train and then it looks like the train is going backwards. So it's that kind of energy. So it's really a moment for us to just take stock, slow down, you reassess, It's always good to never do anything like too big in terms of anything ruled by Venus. That can mean anything, changing anything with your appearance. It's never a good time to do anything too intense, appearance-wise. It can sometimes also maybe not be such a good time to start a relationship, but you can't ever, you can't sort of cut these things off. But just be cautious if you do meet someone over this period. It might be a time that you start to reassess your relationship as well. But the advice is to just wait until Venus has gone direct again before taking any action. It is just all about a time of taking stock and thinking and feeling and analyzing before the planet then moves direct again. And then just after that, we have the Sun moving into Leo. So the Sun loves to be in Leo. It's its home sign. So it's gonna be amazing for the next month in terms of being out there, flaunting it, making an entrance, being seen. Like it's all about that yang, masculine, outward facing energy. So go forth, have fun, be wild, be proud, be out there. This is a really, really lovely time for the Sun. It's one of the most flowing energies in terms of us collectively, coming together. So yeah, enjoy Leo season. It's a really fun time. And just to close out this pretty epic week, we actually have Chiron going retrograde. So Chiron isn't a planet in a sense. It's actually a small body that orbits the Sun. It's known in astrology terms as the bridge to the outer planets. We have Saturn and Uranus. So it's bridging from the personal planets to the more outer planets. And Chiron represents wounding. It is known as the wounded healer. It represents an area in our chart where we may have wounding, where we need to heal in order to transform. And it's all about the energy of taking something that's maybe a disadvantage and mastering it so much that it becomes an advantage. So when Chiron goes retrograde, it is really a time for us to reflect on our wounding, to reflect on the areas that maybe we can master because they've been something that, we've been working with or dealing with our whole lives, and working towards how we can almost in a way become the master of the wound. So yeah, we've got a bit of time to reflect on that. And it's always good to remember that time obviously is the best healer of all. So if things kind of start coming up for you over the next few months, that might be because of the impact of Chiron's retrograde. And I'm going to leave it there this week. Bit of an epic one. Yeah, look forward to hear how it's playing out for you all. And I will speak to you all next week. Bye.